Welcome back to the Business News Hour, the Friday edition. With us in studio is our lifestyle contributor, Jeff Pitts from CityView. What's going on, Jeffrey? Welcome back. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Here I am.
Yep, here you are.
We made it.
Yeah, we made it all the way through the week.
We did.
Today's Friday. That means only two more working days until Monday.
Two more working days till Monday.
Yeah, I love it.
My favorite two working days.
What's up? What's going on?
We've got some stuff.
I imagine you do.
Ready to get into
it? I am. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. Okay, tonight, this sounds fun. Jurassic Quest,
Ooh.
Out of Extinction, is at the event center. Jurassic Quest is a dinosaur adventure for the whole family. The main dinosaur exhibit features ultra-realistic, life-size, animatronic dinosaurs. Over 80 life-size dinosaurs in all.
How cool.
Mm-hmm. Sounds neat if you have kids or
yeah.
if you don't, but it's like Jurassic Park at Wells Fargo Arena.
Nice.
Or at the event center. Yeah. And that actually runs all weekend. So
but all weekend
starts
long.
Tonight. Yep.
What is it called again?
Jurassic Quest.
Jurassic Quest.
Out of Extinction.
I wonder if Jeff Goldblum will be there.
Do you remember watching Jurassic Park for the first
time?
Of
course, yeah. That was spooky.
Me too.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. That's all weekend long down at the
All weekend long.
Got it.
And we have View from the Bridge.
Huh?
Is one of Pulitzer Prize winner Arthur Miller's most respected works. As it deals with illegal immigration.
Really?
Set in the 1950s, New York, in the shadow of the Brooklyn Bridge, a searing tragedy follows Eddie Carbone and his wife Beatrice, who shelter Beatrice's orphan niece Catherine as she studies to become a stenographer.
Wow.
At least until two of Beatrice's male cousins from Italy move in. Illegal immigration, unsanctioned love affairs, and the liberty to pursue individual happiness all come under fire.
Wow, what a neat... Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller. Death of a Salesman.
Yes. What's and where is this and what is this?
This is at the Come and Go Theater, the social club.
Yeah.
And this is going tonight, starts tonight, runs through March 4th.
Got it. So we got some time.
You got some time. It does look good. I like Arthur Miller. I've never heard of that one.
No.
Yeah.
Timely as well.
Yep. That's right. Okay. Also tonight at the Des Moines Community Playhouse presents Miss Nelson is Missing.
Miss Nelson is Missing.
Miss Nelson is Missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Miss Nelson, this is for kids. Miss Nelson's class is the worst behaved in the whole school.
Yeah, I've been in one of those.
Spitballs are flying, paper airplanes sailing, chaos. And these uncontrollable children send the gentle, long-suffering teacher, Miss Nelson, over the edge. But the students of room 207 are in for a surprise when Miss Nelson is replaced by Viola Swamp.
Ooh, not Viola Swamp.
That's right.
Oh, Miss Swamp.
A scary substitute teacher who assigns hellacious homework and wields her ruler like a sword.
Wow.
In desperation, the students set out to find their beloved Miss Nelson. But will they ever get her back?
Ah, nice. Hey, that sounds like a fun thing.
It does.
And that's where?
Playhouse.
Yeah, nice.
Playhouse does a great job.
Yeah.
Wow. Always got something fun going
See,
on.
See, arts and entertainment, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. that's what we specialize in right here on the final day of the Business News Hour.
That's right.
Good stuff.
We've got another one.
Yeah?
This one's a little bit off the beaten track. Story Theater Company. This is Ames.
Okay.
Presents 12 Angry Jurors by Ooh. Reginald Rose. Story Theater Company in Ames is putting on the timeless classic 12 Angry Jurors. A cast of talented teens from Ames and surrounding communities will bring you back to the 1950s with this jury room drama. 12 Angry Jurors is adapted from 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men, yes, right.
It was broadcast initially as a TV play in 1954, adapted for the stage in 55. The play is set on a sweltering summer day as a jury's been sequestered after a six-day homicide trial. They must decide unanimously if the 19-year-old defendant is guilty of murder. Initially, everyone votes guilty, except for one lone juror.
Right.
What follows is a lively debate about reasonable doubt.
Was Gregory Peck in that original movie?
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
I don't think that was the original.
No,
I think that
was
a remake, but it was made a long time ago.
Wow. 12 Angry Men, now it's 12 Angry Jurors, so that we can have men and women sit in the jury box. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't even register. Anyway, that's going on tonight, Saturday, Sunday, at the brand new Black Box Theater in Ames.
Got it. Lots of stuff this weekend. Mm-hmm. Arts and entertainment.
You ever act?
Huh?
You ever act?
Act?
Yeah.
Have I ever acted? No. Yeah. My mother said for years, may she rest in peace, my mother said that I should have been an actor.
Right.
And a little bit in high school, you know, but
a little bit in high. What do you mean a little bit in high school?
Just a little bit.
Drama?
A little drama, yeah.
What?
But that was a long time ago.
Come on, how was it?
It was a long time ago. It was a love story. Love story.
The real stretch. Okay. Do it yourself in the Junction 2018.
Yeah.
Discover it yourself. Discover what you can create. And learn in Valley Junction at this fun new event. Stores in Valley Junction will have a day full of demonstrations, classes, make and take samplers, crafts, and more. This is arts and crafts.
Sure.
That's the theme this weekend at Valley Junction. They're going to have all the stores are going to be
nice.
Doing something with that. That's 10 to 5 Saturday.
Yeah, they do such a nice job at Valley Junction.
They do. Such a neat place.
It is a neat place. And, you know, it's fascinating. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't go, just go. Just drop everything tomorrow and go out to Valley Junction and take that in because it is so cool.
Did you know there used to be a racetrack in Valley Junction?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Auto racing. It was a wooden track.
Really?
Yeah. They used to have wooden tracks when it first started. It's like 1915 or so. But a bunch of people died, and so there's public uproar, and so they nixed the track. But a lot of the buildings, some of the buildings in Valley Junction are built from the wood from that racetrack.
A wooden racetrack in Valley Junction.
Yep.
Had no idea.
Imagine the short side of a 2x4, a bunch of those, you know, put together.
Mm-hmm.
It's fast track. Back in the day, you know, before concrete and blacktop was popular. It was a way to have a fast track, but it was also, if it got wet, it was super
slippery,
dangerous.
Yeah.
Super dangerous, yep.
Huh. Yeah. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Something about Valley Junction we did not know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the first racetracks in town. Okay. Saturday, Black History Month. Film series continues at the Forest Avenue Library with two more movies. The first is called Loving. It's a story of Richard Mildred Loving, a couple arrested in the 1960s for violating interracial marriage laws. The second movie is Selma, a film about the famed 1965 march in Selma, Alabama, to Montgomery, Alabama.
Yep.
That aimed to help secure voting rights.
Both excellent, excellent movies. Mm-hmm. If you have not seen it, Franklin Library does such a nice job.
They do. So... those are going on Saturday at 2 p.m. is Loving, and Monday at 5:30 is Selma.
Got it.
Free popcorn.
There you go.
Get
and free movie.
Get popcorn ready.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything to go.
That's right.
Yeah, so nice.
Yep. Yeah, the library does a good job of stuff like that. Botanical Blues.
Oh, yeah. Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. What better way to spend a cold winter afternoon than listening to music in the tropics at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden? The garden is in the midst of hosting its 12th annual Botanical Blues Concert Series. These live shows offer weekly performances each Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. So this weekend we have Jeff Peterson.
Hmm.
Bob Doerr and Jeff Peterson. Bob Doerr's a legend, right?
Oh, he is a legend, yeah.
Series runs through March 25th.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, reaching way back, my mother, when she was living,
yeah.
You know, she loved going. She,
yeah?
She was a singer in the big bands back in Chicago.
Really?
Back in the day. Oh, yeah, back in the 30s, 40s.
Huh.
And so she loved music. She loved going to Botanical Blues because, first of all, it's nice and warm.
Yeah, it's nice in there.
Yeah,
it's like a tropical rainforest.
And then, of course, the music. She really enjoyed that. Good stuff.
Hmm.
Sunday.
So you come from showbiz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She sang with a group called Kay Kaiser and his College of Musical Knowledge.
Hmm. Oh, that sounds like something.
That was something. Yeah, that was back in the day. So, and
did
I
you ever see her act?
No, no. Well,
no.
Come on. No, I do remember when I was growing up, she would sing with some... nightclub bands in Detroit.
Huh.
And, of course, I was young, but I would go, you know, I was just a kid. And I have a record of hers.
Really?
Yeah. It's the song Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It's an old song. But anyway, yeah, she pressed a record. And yeah, it's kind of fun.
That is kind of fun.
Yeah, Mom.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah. Showbiz.
Showbiz.
Yeah. You got
my great-grandma.
Yeah?
My great-grandfather played the world's largest concertina.
That's what you told me once.
Yep. We're all pretty proud of that in the Pitts family.
I bet.
Yeah.
Got photos?
We do, actually. Yeah. Like one photo.
What's a concertina?
It looks like a giant or like a odd-looking accordion with strings on it of something. I'd love to see it played sometime. Anytime someone brings up music, I say, well, you know my grandma.
Yeah, yeah, concertina.
Right, but I don't even really know what it is or what that means.
Wow. Okay.
So
we got in the Wayback Machine there for a while.
You betcha. Okay, next week. It's that time of the year. Prepare for snow.
Huh?
Girls basketball tournament's coming down.
Yeah, blizzard.
Blizzard.
That's your blizzard. This is your official blizzard warning.
Official. Right,
all
we
next
need the
week.
Forecast.
Yeah.
Weather Doppler basketball.
Yeah.
So the boys had their tournament. I don't know. Is that going on right now? Anyway, girls are starts February 26th, which is Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Central Iowans. Do you remember the Floppy Show?
I do.
The Floppy Show. So revisit the Floppy Show in a new book by Jeff Stein.
You know, I just talked to Jeff today.
Really?
Yes.
You kidding me?
No.
In this show?
No.
I mean like on the street?
On the phone.
On the phone.
He's in Waterloo. He's a journalist in Waterloo.
Okay.
And he's written this new book called Floppy.
Yep.
And yeah, he's coming to book signing, I think, isn't he?
Yep. Celebration, newest addition to Arcadia Publishing. Artisan Gallery 218, Monday at 6:30. His local author Jeff Stein shares his book chronicling the history of iconic Iowa children's show. If you don't know, people, and this was starting back in 1957, Channel 13 asked staff performer Dwayne Ellett to come up with an idea to help teach children how to better care for their pets. Ellett created Floppy, a high-voiced beagle dog puppet that became his sidekick for the next 30 years.
Wow, yeah.
So this was like a ventriloquist act, right. And it was on TV over the noon hour. I'd come home from kindergarten every day, eat lunch, watch Floppy every day for
years.
Yep. And if you were local and it was your birthday, you could go on the Floppy
right.
show. You got to tell Floppy a joke, a knock-knock joke.
Yeah, Jeff is a historian. He's also a broadcaster. And this book, as a matter of fact, I was on the phone with him this afternoon when I was at the AMA, the American Marketing Association Iowa Chapter Experience in West Des Moines, and he called. So we were talking about setting up an interview with Jeff Stein next week.
Hmm.
And so I got off the phone, and I'm in line with some people, and they said, what was that about? I said, well, this author has just released a book called Floppy, and they all were going crazy. You got to be kidding me. A Floppy book is coming out? Yeah, there it is. So Jeff's having a public signing. Where is this again?
This is at, Artisan Gallery 218, Monday at 6:30.
Got it.
Beaverdale Books also carries a copy of the book.
All right.
If you're looking for it.
Neat stuff.
Yeah.
See?
It is
a small world.
Why'd the man put the car in the oven?
Why did the man put the car in the oven? Gee, I don't know, Jeff. Why?
Wanted a hot rod.
Ah,
that was told on every Floppy I ever watched. You know what else was told?
What?
Why'd the man put the car in the oven?
Because he wanted a hot rod.
Nope. So if someone told that joke earlier, then the next person would say, because the cake was in the garage.
Oh.
There's two punchlines.
Of course. Only Floppy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got to check out of here. It's been a busy day for the Business News Hour. I want to thank all the people at AMA Iowa, the American Marketing Association Iowa. We spent most of the day there and broadcast from AMA Iowa, and so grateful to be able to do that. Jeff Pitts is with City View. Pick up your local magazine and check it out. It is now a monthly, and it's huge, by the way. Good stuff. All right, for all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. Have yourself a wonderful weekend for all of our guests all week long. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock with more. My name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a nice weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.